Dr. Nurse Podcast. Bam! Welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nurse Podcast. I am so happy to have on this next guest today. We are going to be talking all things nursing, career development, business. I'm chatting with Farah Laurent. She is a six-time certified, board-certified nurse with over 20 years of nursing experience in the emergency room, in education and leadership. She's finishing her DNP, about to step into that doctor status. She's a nurse entrepreneur, speaker, author, and most importantly, a mom of two babies. That's her most important role. And she's going to come on today and talk to us about everything that's going on. So I'm just so excited to chat with you today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Sandra. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me on. I love your energy. This is great. And I know I have my 3-year-old over here.
You're telling me, Farah, this is what it's about.
I'm so excited to be on. So thank you for the opportunity. So yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, let's dive in. Let's get my people hearing about what it is that you're doing. Give us your multiple hats and kind of, I mean, one of the things I loved about you when I saw you on LinkedIn is your energy. Like, you're high energy. You've got a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. And I know that it's taken you a lot of work to get to these spots in your career. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Yes, thank you. And I love that because, you know, for 2023, actually, like, the word that I chose was energy, because always about positivity, bringing the energy. And I love that about you too. We just met, guys, a few minutes ago, and we're like cracking up here. And it's like we've known each other for like 20 years. I love to bring the positivity to nursing because I feel like it's honestly the best profession. And a lot of times, you know, there's the real stuff in nursing that I like to bring up, but I try to keep it positive. And actually, my name means happiness. Fair actually means happiness. So I was trying to keep it fun. But yeah. Really, doing now, I mean, it's so much stuff. I don't even know how I keep it all up. But I'm the director of a nursing program. So it's a nursing program. I've been doing that for like a year now, but my background, as you mentioned, Sandra, is emergency medicine. And I always tell the story, so I'll tell it quickly. My nursing instructor, as most people had this experience, told me, like, hey, Farah, you cannot work in the emergency. You'll never be an emergency nurse. You should go to med-surg because you're too unorganized. And I was like,
Challenge accepted.
Yep. I was like, okay, watch me, lady, in my head, because, you know, I was being respectful. So I killed it. I was like in my last semester in the ER, only two of us got to go. And I was like, this is it. This is my chance. I connected well with them. And this one nurse, his name was Doug. He was like the Joker of the ER. He's like, you should apply. And I was like, yeah, whatever. He's like, no, I'm serious. So I applied as a nursing student and I got it. I got hired as a nursing student before I even passed my boards. And I actually got two job offers, actually. There was two main hospitals, so I got two job offers, but I picked the trauma one. And ever since that day, I promised myself, I was like, I'm going to be an educator, and I'm going to be a clinical instructor, and I'm going to, like, empower nurses to do whatever they want, and I'm going to be fun, because there's no fun faculty. I only had one fun clinical instructor. She used to be like, let's go. What's whooping Matt Foley? So I was like, be like her. Yeah. So I ended up working at NYU as a clinical instructor after I got my master's in education and I became an educator and all that. And then it took me a while to get into education, actually.
Even after you had your degree.
You already know. So I had all these certifications, all the things, all the qualifications. But of course, I'm just real. There was a lot of discriminatory type things happening. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it's not always the person who's most qualified who gets the job. Let's keep it real. So that's what happened. And I was like, all right, I'm going to take my talent staff down to the next hospital down the street.
Yeah.
And they hired me as an educator. And I got both jobs as a clinical instructor and educator. And then that's why I always tell nurses, like, keep going, like, pursue what it is that you want. Don't let people, like, hold you back type thing.
Yeah, especially if you're someplace else that won't give you the opportunity, go find it for yourself. It's like, bye.
Exactly. So that's what I did. And that's another reason why, because we were laughing about all my board certifications, how I have six. Yeah. So I have 3 in emergency medicine, one in patient experience, one in leadership, and one in education. Because in my head, I was like, I'm going to be, like, you know how they say triple threat? I'm like, I'm going to cover all my bases and, like, try to, you know, and keep going to school because I'm like, nobody's going to deny me of that. And eventually, I'll get to where I want to be.
Yeah.
And then made it to assistant director of education and then to director of education.
Oh my
God. That was like my ultimate goal. Yeah.
Yeah. And then once you went there, how did you get into being a director of education at a nursing program?
Yeah. So now I'm the director in academia. And it's funny because I'd like to tell this story. I got laid off as the director of education in the hospital. I was there for just under a year. But you know me, like, I don't mess around. Like, there was issues. I'm like calling the COO, the CEO. I'm like, listen, I don't know what's going on with this cath lab and the policy. So I was like telling it all, right? I'm like, I'm not going to hold back because it's all about patient safety. But I felt like, you know, you get a lot of resistance sometimes when you speak up and you try to advocate. So literally they let me go in like a minute. They called me in the middle of my education meeting with my educators. And then like, I just come to the C-suite for a minute. And he's like, oh, your position has been affected. And I'm like, oh, so like when? He's like, oh, effective today, like right now. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh. I'm like, am I done? Like, oh, yeah, before you leave, just drop off your badge and just, you know, you could clean your office or we could clean it out for you. So that's how that went.
And so you, no warning, just let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I always tell nurses, like, don't be, you know, you have to build a brand and always look for opportunities and look for the next opportunity. Yeah. Because you got to put yourself first, right? A lot of these old nursing narratives is like, oh, you know, be loyal to the organization and this. I'm like, why? You know, these organizations ain't loyal. So where are you going to be loyal to?
Yeah.
You know? Because you have bills to pay, families to feed, and I feel like they're cutthroat a lot of times. And I'm sure there's probably really good ones out there. But I just say I tell nurses, like, build your brand. Don't be all about who you work for. Start building your own brand. So I started my business in 2020, June 21st, 2021. And I decided, I'm like, I'm just going to just put myself out there and brand myself and stop branding these companies all the time.
So was this experience of kind of walking in, getting fired kind of on the spot, was that the catalyst to kind of fuel being like, whoa, like I've had the wrong priorities here. I've been putting the company and the, you know, these huge organizations first in regards to my career. The move is to put myself first. And so is that kind of what was the catalyst for building your business?
Yeah. So actually, exactly one year prior is when I started my business. And 1 year after that is when I got laid off. So it was the catalyst of me being even more fired up and motivated to try to make it work, right? Because we know entrepreneurship is hard. I mean, it's easy to get started. But as we know, it is hard to kind of transition out of a full-time position to do it full-time. So, you know, the side hustle thing is kind of what I did, but I just went harder after that because I was like, you have to be able to build your own wealth and know that you're kind of in control. And that's why I like to also highlight, you know, and thank you for bringing me on to talk about this. And I love what you do with highlighting other nurses. And it's wonderful to see our profession with like nurses supporting other nurses and highlighting nurses and showing the new generation of nurses like, hey, these are the opportunities like we're talking about and joking earlier, like it's not just med surge, right? Like you don't even have to work in the hospital. You could be a nurse entrepreneur. You could be an innovator. You could go into health policy. Like there's so many things you could do. And that's the beauty of our profession. So, you know, I thank you for highlighting nurses and really showing different nurses their opportunities that they have. And you don't even have to work in the U.S. Like I started in Canada and then I moved here. So it shows that you can also travel and work anywhere in the world, really, if you want, right?
One of the things that you were talking about and you're describing is just being resilient and that flexibility. Again, the resiliency it takes to be told you can't do something and just being like, nope, watch me work. That's for one. And then two, the flexibility of realizing, hey, listen, I need to not just be investing in these companies. I need to be investing in myself. And now I can be working as in academia. I can now be having my own side hustle where I know you do a lot of nurse coaching. Tell me a little bit about what you're involved in on that side.
The reason I started my business is actually, I always say I am today what I needed when I was a new nurse.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
When I was a new nurse, not that I didn't have nurses kind of trying to guide me in that, but I felt like I really needed more guidance. So that's what I decided to do. A lot of new grads were coming to me before I started my business, and even nursing students, I would help them with like how to write their entrance letters, how to do their resume. And I'm like, you know what? I could just start a business and do this. So that's what I ended up doing. And I was on LinkedIn before, but I was never active. Until during COVID, I started watching a lot of marketing people. And I'm like, you know what? If all these other people can start businesses, like, why can't I start a business, right? And then I saw other nurses doing their entrepreneur type business, like med spas and all this. And I'm like, well, coaching and consulting is very good. So that's how I started. So I started doing resumes, interview skills, like mock interviews. So that's really kind of what I do. And then coaching with like guidance, because a lot of them don't know what they want to do. Some of them are like, oh, I don't know. Like, yeah, I want to do psych and ICU and pathology. I'm like, those are like,
whoa, yeah.
No, I'm like,
I don't want to work on that floor where there's a psych giving birth with ICU. Like, this is bad. Like, this is a bad floor. You don't want to work there.
they're not sure. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything. I'm like,
yeah.
Be something that you really. I'm talking to another nurse. Okay, play with your game, okay?
Guys, this is classic mom right here, man. This is classic mom. I love it. I absolutely love it. Like this happens to me all the time. Like in this door, normally this door is like. I like shut. I'm like leaning up against it as the kid is like trying to open up the door. I'm recording a podcast. Oh gosh,
girl, I love it. So yeah. So like I said, that's really what I started, and a lot of it has really helped them. And they're like, wow, I didn't know I could start in the ED right away, or in ICU, or in labor delivery, because people told me that I couldn't. And I'm like, no, don't listen to that mess. You could do what you want.
Yeah.
And I've even helped nurses transition into leadership roles or academia to become professors, because there's not a lot of people helping them out there with that. So that's definitely what I've been doing. And I wrote a book.
Nurses Making Money Moves. Come on. Tell me about this.
Nurses Making Money Moves, A Nurse's Guide to Starting a Business. And it's a workbook. It goes through like entrepreneurial mindset, basics on how to create your own business concept, business plan, marketing strategies, and how to stand out on social media.
That's awesome.
So you can get it on my website, nursefarah.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
your website is fabulous, by the way. I love your website, the design, everything. It's beautiful.
I didn't put it on Amazon because somebody told me, just put it on your website. It'll be better. So that's what it is. So if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
Because so many people like, how do you like, do you have to be certified coach to be able to coach? And I'm like, no, you don't. So I was like, let me just whip up this book. And
So whenever you're coaching your nurses, and again, like you said, you don't have to be certified to be a nurse coach. Like, what is it that you do to kind of help nurses out in their career that's different, that's special, that is something that they're not going to get anywhere else?
So really what I do is I really have, I think, a unique way to connect with them, right? So because I've kind of been in their shoes, I kind of know some of the struggles that I've been through, and I kind of understand, right? Nobody understands a nurse like another nurse. Yes. So I really listen to them. It's like the nursing process, right? Like I do a needs assessment and I really get to know them. So I listen to their story. So I basically ask them like, why they went into nursing and kind of get that background. And through that, like really series of like systematic questions, we get to like how, you know, what brought them to where they were. Typically it's like a story, like they're like, oh, my grandmother had a stroke or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this is why I like neurology. Like there's something that leads them. It's like they're calling.
Yeah.
So we kind of get under there and understand what it is. that they truly want to do. And then we also do like a mapping, like pretty much like a strategy. Some of them will call and say, hey, I want to go into like nurse anesthesia or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, you got to go into the ICU right away. So they save time. It's not like, oh, well, they told me I got to go to med surg first and then go to ICU. I'm like, no, you don't got time for that. Go straight to the ICU. This is what you need to do to get to where you want to be. And that's kind of what we do and how we work together. And oh, really, it's goodness. A lot of mindset, work with mindset and confidence, because the majority of my clients are new grads and nursing students. So some of them struggle with that confidence and mindset. But even nurses transitioning still struggle with that.
Yeah.
Areas.
Yeah. So what are some of the barriers that you remember in nursing school and working as a new nurse that you had to overcome, that a nurse that's sitting there going, okay, so I have X barrier that you experienced. Mm-hmm. How would you kind of give them like some tips and pointers for improving and overcoming those things?
So the main things I would say, honestly, it sounds simple, but it's honestly continuous learning, right? Mm. You never stop learning. So after your shift or during your shift, right? If you don't know something, you're going to constantly be looking at policies and procedures because you need to know what your scope of practice is and you practice safely. Because even if the doctor is telling you to do something and you're a brand new nurse, doesn't mean that it's within your scope of practice, right? Yes. So quick example, I used to teach preceptor class. I would bring this all the time. I worked in the ED. We would do reductions, right? So there, the physician would be like, oh, go ahead and push the propofol. And I'm like, no, that's not within my scope. That's you, doc.
Yeah. Right?
Because only anesthesia or whatever. So, but we could titrate propofol, right? And put it on the pump or whatever. But as a new nurse, you may not know that. You may
go in there and just,
Oh, the doctor is asking me to do it. It must be right. But no, then you got to look at like nurse practice acts and things like that. So that's one thing. Know your policy, procedure, know your scope, and keep learning. Number two, I would say get a mentor, right? It doesn't have to be someone that works in your unit or your hospital even, but LinkedIn is like a great resource. You could go on LinkedIn, find a mentor, or even when you go to nursing conferences. I love conferences. I don't go to enough because, you know, it's tough to get to.
Yeah.
But you meet so many great people, so you can find a mentor. I wish that I found more mentors earlier. So that definitely is huge. I think mentorship. And then really number three is to really, I would say, have someone that you can speak to, like almost like it's kind of like mentorship, but have a support system.
Mm. So like you're talking like a mentor, but then also like nurse friends, like, and it could even just be like family, and it can just be your mom or your dad or your sister or like your boyfriend. But like you need somebody in your corner to kind of help you like process.
Hey, guys, hate to interrupt the conversation, but I need to remind you guys to check out the Success NP Etsy shop. It's an Etsy shop that I created with my best friend, and we create a ton of digital products for nurse practitioners, merch, all the different things to keep you going in your NP career. We noticed that there was just a lack of content for nurse practitioners out there, so we decided to go create it. So check it out. I have it linked in the show notes. And be sure to support us, because again, you're supporting small nurse business owners. We would love to have you guys check out our merch or refer our shop to someone who you think would enjoy the content. If you guys are liking this podcast, please give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Any love that you throw at me helps keep my audience engaged, keeps people coming to check out what we're creating here. Thanks for being a part of our community and consuming the content on my podcast. And let's get back to the conversation.
Like family, friends, but more so, like you mentioned, an actual nurse. Because again, nobody wants to hear your how crazy your shift, and they're not going to understand. I'm like, and then for the time that you're going to spend to explain what a pulse ox is or what this is, like, they have like, it is good to have a good support system with family and stuff, but even better is like your nurse buddy, that person that's like,
they're
going to be listening to you, because that's how we get through nursing school. That's how we get through a lot of our issues in nursing. And we know there's a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about it. You talk about nurse bullying. You talk about kind of like discrimination moments where you're like, I probably was the most qualified person for that job. And somehow that's going to this girl because these two are best friends and people are getting promoted above me despite me being well qualified and all these different things that you're like, what's going on here? And you need people to like, and then not only that, but just the hard things we see in nursing, right? Like the people that are, we get in the trenches with people at the hardest times of their lives, especially in the emergency room and the different things that you see that you're just, sometimes you need to process that stuff because it's just hard. It's just hard and heavy. So having those relationships, I agree with you, is a really great way to kind of help process. And they say that, you know, sometimes just talking to a friend is all you need. Sometimes, you know,
right,
like a therapist.
Right, exactly. And debriefing, right? And it's like, sometimes nurses don't want to create change because they feel like, oh, it's not going to change. Nothing's going to happen. But try to create or get onto committees like Nurse Practice Council or health policy is huge, right? Something's happening that, you know, staffing off is a huge issue.
Yeah.
Like coming to it with a different perspective. I think I had to do a lot of growing up when I first started. Because communication is difficult sometimes. You're dealing with high stress environment, critically paid, like life and death. So a lot of nursing students don't know how to communicate effectively and don't know how to advocate for themselves. So it's like, what do you mean? I just took like the last two stroke patients in a trauma. Nurse Susie over there is sitting down. I think she's next. Right? You gotta advocate for yourself. Or like, hey, can you get off the chair and come into the trauma room and help out? Like. And that's just what it is, right? And I used to tell people, it's nice, right? But I don't come to work. Maybe I had a bad mentality, but I'm like, I don't come to work to make friends. This is life and death. I think communication is huge. Learning how to advocate and telling people no. So I used to tell charge nurses, like, no. Like, oh, you're going to get this, whatever, whatever. I was like, I got drips here. Dopamine. This is not safe. Give it to somebody else. So you got to learn how to say no and really, you know, really
how to protect yourself. Learn how to protect yourself to a certain extent. Right. Because again, in this culture, that could be a little turn and burn. You got to do the work to kind of hold back a level of the, no, that's not coming. That's, yes, I can, you've got to do that work. And that takes skill. That takes time. That takes confidence. That takes a lot of different things that a coach can help you with. Because again, just like you go into a game and the coach is telling you, okay, you're going to take, okay, as soon as that ball hits the ground, if it's a pop-up, stay on the base. If it's not a pop-up, it's a ground ball. I don't care where the ground ball is going. You're going to run. Like, a coach tells you these things, right? And that's how you win the game. It's kind of the same thing in nursing. You kind of need someone to help you. Hey, this happened today at work. I'm noticing I'm getting bullied. Okay, cool. So you know what you need to do? You need to go to your nurse manager. You got to tell them. If your nurse manager won't listen, you're going to go here. You're going to get to the union. The union's going to help you. And you're like, oh, I didn't even know these are things I needed to be doing. I was just going to take this. Right. Good to have somebody in your corner to kind of help you coach you through those things. And you know that you're able to take your experience and the things that you've gone over the last 20 years in nursing and be able to help other nurses in these situations is really neat. And you've been developing yourself in so many avenues in so many different ways. You can really help them walk through different things and ideas that they might have for their career.
Yeah, and like bullying, somebody that's really good to follow is Renee Thompson on LinkedIn. She does a lot of work with bullying and anti-bullying. The biggest thing, honestly, I would say is like you got to directly address like any bully, right?
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to communicate because if you don't stand up to them and communicate to them, it's going to keep happening. And then be an ally. If you see that it's happening to someone else, step in and say, hey, listen, this is not right. This is not. Because that's what we got to do to change these environments, right?
Yeah.
I wrote an article. It was funny. It was like New Jersey State put it in their thing. But it was like over a chair because I noticed like the chair stuff. I was like, oh, this is my chair. You can't sit in it. This is what we're coming to. So like silly things like that. I'm like, you got to.
So wait, on the floor, somebody was like, you can't sit in my chair.
That stuff happens. I used to bring it up in preceptor. And we would discuss it and people had different views on it. And I'm like, no, because you're enabling the behavior. If you're like, oh, no, you can't sit there. You know, this person sits there. I'm like, no, nobody's name is on this chair. It's not grade school. Like, let's grow up. So
wow.
It's like So I tell, even like when I coach the nurses too, I also coach them with like clinical situations if they run into, or even in interviews, they'll ask them clinical questions. So we go through that as well in our mock interviews.
Wow, that is amazing. That is so cool. So tell me, if you, I know you talk a lot about careers, burnout, you know, what are some of the things that you've noticed as a shift in nursing? Like, have you noticed that certain things are becoming bigger issues over time as you've been kind of working in this field?
Honestly, I think it's the same type of issues that are kind of going on. I mean, like staffing is huge. But I think nurses are starting to realize, like, you know, a lot of nurses now are going on strike. I know in California, New York, in these areas. So I think they're now learning to like advocate for themselves and really unite in as a profession.
Because yeah,
that's what we need to do more of. So we can stand up as a profession as a whole, so we can improve like staffing issues and things like that. So really, I think it's the same type of things.
So no new issues coming down the pipeline. So we're talking burnout, staffing ratios, safe nursing. I feel like one of the things I've noticed that's been really coming out a lot for nurses to kind of keep on there is like violence in nursing has been something that I think that we've been kind of speaking of, especially you being in the emergency room. I'm sure you saw a lot of, you know, violence towards nurses and having to just being told like you have to take it kind of deal. But these are all things that, again, I think a good coach can really help you kind of navigate what it is that your boundaries are in these situations. And hey, listen, this job doesn't work for me anymore. Like, and you know, again, in that entrepreneurial spirit too, that you can help kind of coach a nurse up with as well. If you had to give an advice for a nurse that was like, hey, thinking about starting a business, thinking about kind of starting a side hustle, what's kind of some advice to kind of help them start that you would say, hey, listen, this is something you really need to kind of keep an eye on?
So I would say number one is really figuring out what it is that they want to do, meaning, you know, what they're passionate about and they really feel like they could help with. What are their skills that they're really can come up with a good business, right? But the biggest thing is actually having a business that's in demand, right? Is there an actual market for it, right? So a quick example that a lot of people use is like Netflix, right? Netflix and Blockbuster. So people used to go get, you know, go to Blockbusters and get movies, and then they went out of business because Netflix came around. So there was no need for that anymore. Same thing with newspapers, you know?
Yeah.
It's like so you got to be in touch with like emerging trends, what's happening. And is there really a true need for it before you go and spend all this money and try to like create a business? And then number two, are you really committed to starting it? Because a big issue with starting a business, depending what it is, if it's a service-based business or product, right? A lot of people start service-type-based businesses. And if you're a solopreneur, meaning like you're starting on your own, how is anyone going to know about your business if you're not out there networking, going to conferences, exhibiting, or on social media and, you know, kind of spreading the word? Because it's not a short game, right? A lot of people talk about it's a long game, and you can't expect everything to happen over time. It's going to take time. So you have to be committed to do the work of like creating content and marketing and things like that. And you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money, because some people spend money on marketing ads and things like that, but you don't really, it's your brand. Like, you're the brand if you're trying to start a business. And then the other thing I think is operations. You have to get somebody that helps you understand operations, and then also building systems. So like email marketing is something I'm trying to learn more about. Because if you don't have systems in place, like even Calendly, right? Like you setting up this podcast or even, right? Things like that.
It's a game changer. It was a total game changer putting that in my... I literally, like last night, I was like, oh, did I email? And I was like, no, it already emailed.
Automation.
Automation, yeah.
Yeah, so like learning the operation side is huge. And I'm still kind of learning a little more about that. And then also just understanding business itself, like understanding business terms. So not only do you have to just go to nursing conferences and network, you should also go into business spaces and learn. So I went to the New York Small Business Expo, which was good, and some other business conferences. But even get a get an MBA if you want, because that will really help you with that business side. Because
yeah,
finances. So as a whole, I think really that's what you got to continuously learn.
Yes. Right. I love that. Those are all great hacks and great tips for a nurse that's thinking about starting a business. So we've touched on, these are the trends. We've touched on what to do if you're thinking about starting a business, if you're thinking about where do I get, you know, how do I protect myself? Who do I need in my corner to kind of coach me up and get me going in my career? And so for the last question of the podcast, if you could go back to Farah coming over from Canada, getting bullied, you know, in your nursing program, getting fired, all these different things that you've experienced in your career, coming in and finding out today's your last day. I mean, these are things that, like, again, if you go back to Farah at the very beginning of your career and tell her one thing, what would it be that you would tell her?
That I could tell myself?
Yeah. Knowing all that you've known about your career in nursing, what would you tell her?
I would basically say, just keep going, right? So keep going, keep learning, and get mentorship. That's the one thing that I would say. And also just keep networking. That's really the biggest thing that I would say. And I forgot to mention too, is I just started doing business mentorship for nurses who are interested in starting their business, because a lot of them have a lot of ideas but are not sure where to go.
Yeah.
And then also joining organizations like the NNBA, the National Nurses and Business Association, because it's like-minded people. So they call it this is our tribe of, you know,
yeah,
like-minded entrepreneurs that want to, you know, grow. So if you are part of those organizations, you'll meet other people that'll help you along your journey. So yeah, that's what we'd recommend.
Yeah. One of the things with owning, you know, like you said, when you're starting a business, you're creating something, you're creating content. What people don't see is the grind. They see the excited, the great photo that you had taken. They see all the excitement. What they don't see is the grind that it is. It's the quiet grind all by yourself when everybody else is like out doing things that you're just up at night working on your side hustle or whatever. So it is something that's not for the faint at heart. But what I love so much about the side hustle game, it's a challenge to yourself. It's a growth in yourself. You're putting stock in yourself. And so often we feel very comfortable putting stock in to these companies that we invest our whole careers into. We don't really diversify our stock in what we put in ourselves. And so that's what I love about a side hustle and something that you give to yourself. It could be making wool socks. I don't care what it is as a nurse. I just want you doing something to diversify yourself, not just go, I'm a nurse. And so now when I'm in nursing, I'm nursing. And then when I'm home, I'm watching Netflix and chilling. I'm like, no, like I want you knitting socks because that brings you joy. Or I want you embroidering, or I want you to figure out what it is that lights you up inside away from the bedside. And then maybe that becomes lucrative for you. Maybe it doesn't. But either way, you're putting stock in yourself. And I love that. I love the side hustle for that reason. And I think you're so right to encourage nurses that are wanting that to really pursue that. And I agree with you. Mentorship is huge. It's something that I've been thinking more and more. I need to get more of that in my life. I think it's something that I've actually been so busy. I don't think that I need it because everything's burning. Everything's on fire. And I'm just putting out everything that's going on around me. But you still need that in the fire of motherhood and working and all the different things to just have somebody that just is pouring into you and helping you kind of figure out and navigate. Fire can burn a little bit. We can let it smolder. I'm going to go put this one out and, you know, different things like that. So I think that's really, really good advice. And for the last part of the podcast, Farah, we do a rapid fire. We're just going to hit you with some questions really, really fast. Are you ready?
Ready.
What's your favorite title in your life right now? What's your, like, if you had to pick a title of all the things that you're doing, what's your favorite one?
Mom.
That was a setup. I totally set you up. And whenever you answer the phone, what do you say when you answer the phone? How do you do it?
Oh, really? I just say hello or what's up. Yeah.
Oh, what's up? Okay. Yeah. One person goes, why? I like this. One person answered, why are you calling me? You could have texted me. Could have texted me.
Actually, I'm a talker, so I'm always like talking. So I'm good with that. I know a lot of
people. Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
My family tells me and my husband, or though you talk too much, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So that's what I asked my husband, what should I do for a side hustle? He's like, we never stop talking. So why don't you just get on the microphone and talk to strangers so you don't have to talk to me?
My LinkedIn live show too. It's called the nurse. It's called the Nursing Dose with Farah. So you're definitely gonna come on.
For sure. And then, because you're a mom, because you're working, because you have side hustles, because you do all the things that you do, when you want to get alone and you want to be alone, where do you go? What do you do?
So I would say probably because self-care, I know it's big in nursing. We talk about it all the time. But I would say getting massages is probably the best thing.
Even
just going outside for a walk. I would do that sometimes on my breaks. Get out of the hospital and just go for a walk. So a lot of times they stay in the break room. Like, no, sometimes it's kind of toxic. So go out for a walk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, reset the nervous system. Love that. Love it. Well, Farah, thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you for podcasting with a baby in the background. I just literally, like, I was just like watching you and I was like, same girl, same. I know exactly what that feels like.
Yes, I had so much fun.
This, I had a blast talking
right, with
you.
And thank you for everything that you're doing to highlight, you know, other nurses and the profession and everything like that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, doing all that you do.
Same. And I will be on Farah's talks. We can talk it up. Let's do it, girl. And guys,
yes, she'll be on the LinkedIn Live soon.
Yes, I'll put all your links in the show notes. People can find you, where they can locate you and check you out on your LinkedIn, all your social media links, and reach out to her. She wants to talk to you. She wants to help you with your career. She wants to just, see where your red dot is, what you're going through, and see if she can step in. She's got a book, Nurses Making Money Moves. Who doesn't like some money moves?
NurseFarah.com. Get it on the website.
Love it. Thank you, Farah. And guys, don't forget to enjoy the journey of your career. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
This is the Dr. No Podcast. Love you, Mama. Bye.
So, that's a wrap. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And leave me a review if you like the show. I would love to get 5 stars. The Dr. Nurse Podcast is on the World Wide Web, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, and TikTok. Subscribe to my newsletter for updates on new podcast episodes and other information to help you on your own nursing journey. You can always message me at thedrnursepodcast@gmail.com with any career professions that you are interested in hearing about. And just a friendly reminder, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only, and the information should not be used in substitute for professional care by a medical provider. The information in this podcast does not represent medical or professional advice or services.